So I got this shiur from Donnie Baron, who was a devoted student of Moshe Shapiro of Zatzal. And he gave this shiur right after the massacre in Har Nof. And so Donnie put it out just now because he felt that this was very much, would speak to what's going on today. So let's look at this. This was given in Tavshin Ayin Hey, Parshas Toldos. So, Aleinu Litbonein, B'masha Oselanu Yishmael Hayom, V'lavin Ma'an Nidrosh Meitano. So we need to think about what Yishmael, what the Arabs are doing to us today, what Islam is doing to us today, and then to understand what is expected, what are we supposed to, how are we supposed to react to that. Ha'arizal mita'er et ha'koma shel tzura ta'adam sh'omedet neged klal Yisrael. So the Arizal describes the stature of the people that are standing against the Jewish people. Harosh, so there it's not just one, but multi-dimensional. So this is a theological, spiritual type of nemesis, but it's being made up of multiple parts.
So and it's from Daniil, right? It's the image from Daniil, right? The vision.
So the Ari
figure,
it's right? Yeah, figure. But right. But let's see. So let's see. But he's. I mean, I'm just seeing like the note here. He's bringing it down from the Kutei Torah. But based on the teachings of the Ari. So I'm not, you know, again, we could look deeper into see. But either way, so let's see. He says, Haroshu Bavel. The head is Bavel. V'chein Daniel. Here you go. Amar Lin Buchadnetzar. Antu Rosha di Dehava. You're the head of the golden, of this. Ata Rosh HaZahav. Shel Demus HaAdam Shevaloshem Chachamim Nikra HaAdam B'liyal. Shahu, anti Adam. It's the anti Adam. Okay, so this is like the this is the nemesis. So in this, it's a body. Each part of the body represents a different exile. The two arms are parasimadai. Shtei hazrotein parasimadai. Hagalia shebo miyad achari galus bavel. So you see this idea. If Bavel is the head, the starting point, then the next two exiles are Parasumadai, and then the body itself is Greece, Huyavan, Yishtei Haraglaim, Haim, Edom, Yishmal, Esav, and Yishmal. So Hazrod, Lotzrichos, the fall, Yachad. So we know that arms do not need each other. They can operate independent of one another. Yadechadhu, Chatzi, Shtei Yadayim. Amnam Haraglaim, Tamid Pa'olos, Yachad. But when it comes to the legs, they need to operate together. Regel echad hu shum davar, hu lo mityaches bechlau, vafil yuchal yod baya beli regel sheni. So like the idea of legs is that they need each other, they're codependent. And that's this idea, this imagery of kevin she edom of yishmal heim shtei raglaim shel tziras ha'adam she'omei negdenu heim mitpakdot yachad. So we see this idea that Edom, which is Rome, which is the West, I guess at this point, yishmal, and Islam, they are two. They're analogized to two legs, which really need each other to operate. So arba tamalchios lachu mitanu et tamalchos. So the four kingdoms, the exiles, they took the idea of the power of royalty from us. V'hashilton shalahem aleinu hu be'etzem hashilton shenilkach mitanu. So the idea that they have dominance over us, that they have the you know, in a certain sense, authority over us, right? So we had our own, we were autonomous, and then when we go into exile, we lose our autonomy, and then it's given over to the different powers that be at the time. Malchus Bavel lachat hamalchus meitanu. It starts with Bavel. So they first took our autonomy away, v'hi hazot shehishbila v'hargat tzidkiyahu. They took Tzidkiyahu, they killed him, they denigrated him. Hamelech Achron Beis David, the last king in the house of King David. Osa Malchus Shetzricha Liot Shalanu, right? So that's our, the idea is that King David, that Malchus based David is our autonomy, represents our ability to have autonomy, to have our own kingdom, and that that is this idea of taking it from us. Avra Alehem, B'chol Arba Tamachios Ha'onah Shalanu Hu Shamachus Shamachus Shalanu Yitad Malchus Negdeinu. So the punishment of the four kingdoms is the idea is that they took our autonomy away and became counter and anti the nemesis, so to speak, to us. And these things are explicitly taught in Chazal. That when each of these exiles occurred, that it was taken from us, our power, our autonomy was taken from us as a punishment. Bavel hechriva et habayit harishon. Bavel came, the Babylonians came and they destroyed the first temple. Avarnu parasamadai v'heim banu et beis hamikdash hasheni. When it came to the parasamadai, they helped us build the second temple. Then Yavon lachat hamalchus miparasamadai v'shalta baratz. Then the Greeks came, they took the power away from parasamadai and they then lorded over the land. And then they in turn, they took over and then they suppressed us, oppressed us. Besof, at the end, anachnu hivanu et malchus Edom al atzmeinu, and then we brought malchus Edom upon ourselves. Ve'ibadnu et hamalchus ba'ashmatena, and then we lost our autonomy through our sins, let's say. Hatotzahi galus Edom. But now where we're at, the outgrowth of all this is the exile of Edom. She kitahom she'en locheker, and it's like an endless. It's almost like a black hole, an endless type of situation. V'chein kasa b'midrash, like we see in this week's parasha. V'haret ha'isato v'vo v'choshech ha'pnei tahom. Right. So this idea of each of those, and the land was tahu. Zeh galus bavel shenemar v'riti et ha'aretz v'inei tahu u'bohu zeh galus ma'adai. Right, so each of these things, the steps in the second pasuk in the Torah, right, is a different stage within these exiles. So each one, tohu, bohu, v'choshech, and then is Greece, and then the darkness. And shahaita omeras lahem kisvu al keren ashor she'en lachem chelik v'lokei Yisrael. So this idea that Tahom is this endless type of thing, which is again corresponding to Edom, to the idea of Esav. Ma hatahom hazeh ein lo cheker af harasham kein. So like this idea, they have no, it's no end in sight. Amnam. So now where does Yishmael, where does Islam, if we're going to say that the idea of Edom Esav is, I would call it the Western, but like the idea of Christianity. So then the question is, what about Yishmael? Amna Malchus Yishmael Yotzis Min HaKlal. Now we see here that Yishmael is not included here in this process that we say of Bavel, followed by Paras Madai, Yavon, and Edom. So what about Yishmael? So when it comes to Yishmael, Malchus Yishmael Yotzis Min HaKlal V'yesh Latana Shel Atzman, has its own claim. Yishmael Ba Mikach Avram U'Mikach Bris Haaretz. So this is where it gets complicated. When it comes to Yishmael, to the Arabs, to call it Islam today, that's coming from the power of Avram and also from the power of the covenant of the land. At the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, "Vayihi Avram ben Tishim shana v'teisha shanim, vayar Hashem el Avram v'yomer elav ani el Shakai italech lefana v'yitamim ve'etna briti beini v'necha v'arbeh osecha b'mamod." So at the end of Lech Lecha, Hashem comes to Avram at the age of 99. He appears to him and he says to him, "I am Hashem, walk in front of me, be tamim. And I will give my covenant between us, and I will make you great." So Rashi on the on this idea of giving that Hashem is going to give His bris, His covenant to Avram, it says, what is that? Bris shel ava v'bris ha'aretz. It's a bris. It's a covenant of love and a covenant of the land. L'harisha l'cha aydei mitzvah. So because of Khan, shemikach bris hamila. So this is, what is this covenant? We're talking about the covenant of circumcision. And so the circumcision is also going to be tied in that bris to the giving of the land. So that Avram Avinu zacha baretz lo ulizaro acharav. So the idea is that Avram was merited the land to himself and to his offspring that comes after him. So Yishmael, who Ma'akev nosaf shebab esof ha'arba machios. So when it comes to Yishmael, he's holding back at the end of those, right? So what we have, these four Malchios, which is culminated with Edom, but then Yishmael is on top of that. He's going to be another obstacle. When we're coming, when it's our time to come back to the land, it's Yishmael that's going to be there as a new, as an additional obstacle besides those four Malchios. Tano Tome Fereshes B'Sefer Azor B'Sof Parshas Be'era. Sarah she Yishmael amad lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'meshach me'as shalem v'tan man did gazer islei chulka b'shmach halo kol misha nimol yesh li chelek b'shmecha. So it says in the Zohar that the Sarah she Yishmael, the angel of Yishmael, stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over many, many years, and he says right, so he says that it's been decreed that I have a part, a piece, a chelek in your name, so that anyone who has bris mila, doesn't he have a part in your name? Yishmael nimol. Yishmael also had his bris satan hasar. So his angel makes the claim. V'lama ein lo gam chelek. Why do we not have a piece of this? If we're saying that that the covenant to give Avram the land was made specifically tied to the mitzvah of bris milah, of circumcision, and we know that Yishmael was included in this, right? He was part of this action, right? So yesh l'bnei Yishmael koach l'tvav l'achzik b'aretz v'lakevet Yisrael milahi kanesela. So then Yishmael has the power to also make its claim and to hold on to the land and to get and to become an obstacle to the Jewish people coming here. Ki tzarech shehechelek b'aretz l'chol mishehu mibnei Avram v'nimol ba'osperis. Right. So who gets this part of the land? Who gets to participate in the covenant of the land? The ones who come from Avram, that who are participated in, specifically in bris mila. So therefore, if that's the case, lachein bechinas hagolus shel hayom einena shel lakhu meitanu et hashlita, heim lo lakhu meitanu et hamalchus. Right. So it's not this issue. It's not like we're saying here that this is like the other cases of the four malchios of the others that took away our autonomy. Right. That's not the issue here, but rather, it's that Elohim Bayim Negdenu Mikach Atzman. They're coming as themselves, not from this idea of the power of the autonomy of Malchus, but rather they're coming as themselves. Umonim et ha'efsharot sheharetz tiyah shalanu mishum sheheim ma'akvim otanu be'emes. Right, so here they are coming from a different vantage point. What we're saying is like this, that the other ones, these other powers, their power is coming from the fact that we should have had that power, but that power was taken away from us as a punishment for whatever we were doing wrong, and given to these other entities. And so it's an issue of they're pulling from us something that was ours, and now using that against us. But here we're saying is that Yishmael has a different, they're coming from a completely different vantage point, that they are connected in a way very similar to our connection through Avram, through bris mila. And so they're coming as themselves, not as ones who have usurped the power from us, so to speak. So now, in Megalus and other Maskinas, so now if we're going back to the idea of the exile of Edom, matzavenu hayom shona mimasha hay b'meshach hashanim shahayinu muglim l'rov v'lo hayinu yichom la'asos masha anachmin rotzim. So we see that this, our state, our situation today is different than it was in the past. Right? In the past, we didn't have autonomy. Right? So now, right, lo hayinu yicholim lagor efo shanachmin rotzim. We did not have the autonomy to live where we wanted to live. Right? Many, many years of history where, over the last 1,000 years, where we were not at will to just live wherever we wanted. Many places we were kicked out. We didn't have that power. There were many things that were taken from us. But hayom berov mekamos ba'olam yehudim yicholim la'asos mashehim rotzim. But today we see that Jews around the world are able to do what they want. Ulai chutz mipo v'aretz. And he makes a little side mark there. Maybe not in the land of Israel, but clearly we have this ability today. It's changed, right? There's been a shift in terms of our ability to be where we want to be. And Cain, ha'galah shal yom lo'lacham itanu et ha'avsharu liyot me'latzmeinu. So that today, even though we're in exile, it hasn't taken away our ability to be for liyot la'atzmeinu, that we can be, in a sense, have our autonomy. Elamash nilkach meitanu hayom hu aknis la'aretz. But what's lacking is our ability, our freedom to come into the land. Ha'avsharu liyot po kishar b'nei adam shenimsam be'artzam. Like other nations that have the right to be in their lands. So here we see that our rights, our claims to the land are being disputed constantly. This is a sug acher shel galus, and this is a different type of galus. V'gminia zot ba'a aide Yishmael. And what is leading the way on this? It's Yishmael. Nilkach meitanu rak hashlava acharam galus liot po, the gorpo, the safar yeb, the shapo yeh habayit shalana. This is a ikuv nora. So we see that what's happening here, the last step of exile is our ability to be here, meaning to live here, to peacefully be and to have our homes here. This is a very awesome obstacle. So Masha Nachna Tzrichamadasa, what we need to know, Masha Chashav, Masha Boer Be'emes, Hu Masha Nidrosh Mitanukan. So now that we have this sense, we understand that this is what's happening here, so then what is expected of us? B'nosafi Masha Tamid Nidrosh Mitanum Liyos Tovim Yoter. Right? We're always told we want to be the best that we can be. But what is expected? What do we need to do here to solve this issue? Manidrash mitanu kan ba'ofim misiyam, b'mar nachnu yicholim lahakel l'horid et hashut hazeh mi'aleinu. What can we do to lessen this difficulty? Ki she'oto shut nofel aleinu, hu nofel ba'chzeret narav, yadu medubar kan b'peri adam. Right? So it's not just that it's a prevention, it's become extremely painful going through this as we deal with this nemesis. Munach b'shem Yishmael. So in the name Yishmael itself, atzma ramez lama shanachnu chayvim la'asos daf ka'ashav. In there, it has a hint to what we need to do now. Kasev b'raisev pirkidor b'lezer, amar bilam, mishivim l'shona shabar kodesh baruch hu ba'lamo, lo sham shemo la'echa mehem ela l'Yisrael. Of all the 70 languages that God created in this world, he didn't put his name except on the Jewish people. Hold the Hishva Kadosh Baruch Hu Shmo Shal Yishmael L'Shmo Shal Yisrael Oy Miyichya B'yamav Shenemar Oy Miyichya B'Sumoel. But then if what's unique to Yisrael, to Israel, is the name of God, is it in the name Yisrael, but Yishmael has that as well. So that means that this idea, there's a certain equivalence of the fact that the name of God appears in both names. So what does it mean? Perish mi yechiyahu, mi yuchal lihisha'er b'chaim b'zman shel tzarot haba'ot mishsumo el, mizeh shehashem el mistarif l'shmo. So the idea is like, who can actually bear the difficulty of living the time with those who have the name El in it, meaning Yishmael, who has the name of God in it, that they're going to create a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. So El hu shem shel koach. El is God's, the reference of God to that of power. Lavan amar Yaakov. Lavan said to Jacob, Yesh le'el yadi la'asot imachem ra. Right? V'rashi shamavur, Yesh koach v'cha b'yadi. I have power. When he said El, he was referring to, I have the power in my hands to do with you evil. V'chol el shehu lashon kodesh, al shem azuz v'rov onim hu. Yesh shnei amim shenimsa b'yidehem koach v'otzma shal hashem el. So this idea of El is the idea of power. And the idea of El is associated with two groups. Am Yisrael nikra al shem ki sarisa im alokim v'im anashim v'atuchal. So we have that this idea that Yisrael, Israel, has the name of God, and it's given to Yaakov and to the Jewish people because he was able to struggle with Elohim and with man and was able to overcome. But also against that, v'yesh koach shenitz nageid v'shalom notim l'koch shal Yisrael l'hotzi yad atzmo l'poel yishmal shalav nemar oy mi yichya misimu el. And so the group that the one that has the entity that has the power against us is Yishmael, as he has the name El also in his name. So now, let's look at the name derivation of the name Yishmael. The Torah in the Torah says that the reason that Hagar called Yishmael by that name, as it says, "Vayomer l'malach Hashem hinal charav yeladet ben v'karash shmo Yishmael ki shama Hashem El Anyach." El Anyach, right? So Hashem heard your crying. Amnam, Avram lo shama ma'asha ha-malach amar la-hagar, right? So Avram didn't hear what the malach told Hagar. B'chozot kivim l'shem zeh ba'atzmo. So Avram names Yishmael independent of Hagar, who's involved with the angel. HaTorah lo mivayret lama. And the Torah doesn't explain, where did Avram come up with this name? Aval chazal megalem et hatam. Kazev v'pikid Rabbi Elazar. There are six people whose names were created before they actually entered the world. The reason he's called Yishmael is because God's going to hear the screams of the nation who in the future are going to call out to God at the end of days, and that's why he's called Yishmael, that Hashem will hear. Hashem Yishmael, Achein, whose shame shall have tachal lanu. It's a promise to us. Kamosha Kasavar Pasuk, Yishmu El V'yanim. Hashem will hear and he will answer. Yoshev Kedem Selah. So this idea of Yishmael, there are two facets. One is Hashem heard with Hagar, and answered, but then there's Yishmael, that the derivation coming from what Avram did, based on the Pirkei Rav Elazar, that it's an idea of the future that Hashem will hear, because they're going to cause such pain and suffering to the Jewish people that we will call out and Hashem will hear us. So now, Yishmael, Omei Keneged Achiv Min Ha'av Yitzchak. So Yishmael stands counter to Isaac, his brother Isaac, Yitzchak. Kamosha Esav Omei Keneged Yaakov, which is similar to the way that Esav is Keneged, parallel against whatever to Jacob. Achiv gam min ha'aim, so that's a little different. They actually have both parents as opposed to just Yishmael with one, the similar father. Move on. V'chin kasa b'chazal shehed ha'hit nagdus shal Yishmael hi lebechinas hamiyuchedet shal Yitzchak v'hed nagdus shal Esav hu lebechinas hamiyuchedet shal Yaakov. So the quality that runs Yishmael against the counter or the anti Mida that Yishmael has runs against us is that which is unique in Yitzchak, and so too what runs in Esav against Yaakov is also against the quality that's unique to Yaakov. Kasav Mishnah al shlosha dvarim olam eid. Says that there are three things that are basic, that the world stands on: Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Hasadim. And we know via Duah Yaakov who omed Amud HaTorah that Yaakov represents the pillar of Torah. Yitzchak, he is the pillar of Avoda. V'hi ba'atzmo v'haya ba'atzmo karban. He himself was a sacrifice. So Avram Amud HaChesed, and Avram represents the pillar of Chesed. Now, Kasav Midrash Hakol Kol Yaakov. Right, so now, as long as you hear the call of Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov found in the Bate Knesset, in the shuls, in the synagogues, so then the hands of Esav do not have power. But if not, then Esav is empowered. So to Yidei Esav, Mishtadlem Limnoat Giloi Kolosha Yaakov. Right, so we see that Esav is always trying to, the hands of Esav are trying to, prevent that the voice of Yaakov. Vim Kolosha Yaakov came mitgaleh, and if Yaakov's voice is revealed, Yadav Shel Esav mitbatlim, it actually weakens or completely nullifies the hands of Esav. Similarly, Alderazeh. Yishmael mitnagin l'chinas avoda shel Yitzchak. So to Yishmael then is also the counter to the quality of Yitzchak, which is avoda. V'shavoda mitgala b'Yitzchak k'moshet tzarech mitbatel kocho she Yishmael. So now if Yitzchak, if his quality of avoda, which now has become prayer, is revealed the way it should be, so then that will nullify the power of Yishmael. Hagar called Yishmael, ki shama Hashem el anyach. Dahainu hatfila she hechiyita et Yishmael. Right? It's the prayer that kept Yishmael alive. Lefit hamzeh, perish Hashem Yishmael hu, she tfilaso o tfila avuro nishmat. Right? So his prayer or his prayer on his behalf. Amnam Avram karo Yishmael, Mishem Sha'atit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmael L'tfilatenu Shalanu Masha Oso Yishmael Yaseh Lanu Ba'achris HaYamim. So you see that the Hagar name is really about the idea of his prayer or the prayer on his behalf. Avram's naming of Yishmael, as we saw in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, is that because of what his actions will cause us to pray at the end of days, V'az Yishmael V'yanein, and then God will hear us and he will answer us. So now our job is to actualize the name that Avram, the reason behind the name that Avram gave Yishmael. So here we have Kan Omed Kakoach Neged Koach. So here we see the powers that go counter to each other. Yishmael whom he based social Avram. So Yishmael, he is coming from the house of Avram. Vuhum Amin. He's a believer, he prays, he prostrates himself to the God of Avram. Limrot sheyesh harbe dofi b'bnei Yishmael. Haram kosev b'geras she'emunat hayach hayichud she'yishmael hu emuna she'en ba dofi. So even though it seems that there's a lot of silliness or whatever within the children of Yishmael, of Rambam, he says that their belief in the Yichud, right? The idea of God's oneness is serious. It's a real thing. Adam Shashara says Rabbi Yeshua as Rabbi Yeshua Le Diskin Zatzal, right? So there's a man who was a helper to Rabbi Yeshua Le Diskin. Hayaragil Lesaper Gishas Rabbi Yeshua Le Tfilas Hayishmerelim. He described Rabbi Diskin's approach to when the Yishmaelim would be davening. Hu hayagar berova hamuslami b'liyad ha'yishmaelim. He lived in the Muslim quarter, and the kedarkam heim hayu regil nefros shetichehem, right? Lehitpalev lehishtachavos, right? They would throw out their mats, and they would bow down, and they would pray. Rabbi Yeshua Leib was very makbid. When he saw an Arab davening, praying, he would actually be careful not to enter there for the Dalat Amos. The idea that when we daven Shmona Esrei, we say that we're not supposed to enter the person's Dalat Amos to interfere or to disturb their prayer. And so too we see that Rabbi Yeshua Leib, when it came to the praying of Yishmael to the Arabs, he was extremely gave a tremendous amount of respect and treated it with tremendous respect. So now, what comes out of this is Daito Haya Shetfilasam Heat Fila Bidarga Shmona Esrei, that it equals their davening was similar to that of our Shmona Esrei. Lo rak kebirchos hashachar ela kitzuras amidil fnei Hashem amash. So the same way that we look at the Amida, when we daven Shmona Esrei, we have to have in our minds, we're standing in front of Hashem, we're talking directly to God, and it's, again, it's Lifnei Hashem Mamish. So he understood, Rav Diskin his approach was that they are doing this as well, and they do their bowing and their prayer. So be'etzem zet sod hakoach sheyishmal. So what he's saying here is we see that this is the power that Yishmal has, the power of their prayer. So yish davar temo dos Yishmal shmal meiz lekocha. So it's a very I guess a question or a wondrous thing, I guess, that's hinted to this power. Borei olam hitiach la'avram avinu sheyivaleid lo od ben. Hashem promised Avram after Yishmal that he would have another son. Va'avram omer, but lu Yishmal yichyei lefanecha. What about Yishmal? Avram says to God, hamashmoti shekol habrisos yicholot leitkayim gamay de Yishmal. So that based on the way that Avram was answering God, it seems that it's possible that all of these covenants that Avram was promised could also go through Yishmal. Va'avraham amar shedai lebezeh. That had been enough. Lu yichyei, been enough. But how would that be possible? How would the covenants come to be fulfilled? And the answer is Hatshuva Mishtamat Midivri Hagra Vahariza. So the answer to this is like this. Bain kol sugi habriya yesh mashu shakalul mishneham. Anything, all things in creation, they usually has multiple things within it, whether it be domain or sameach, whether it be inanimate or whether it be animate. Yesh mashu domain im koach hatzmicha, davar shenikra almogim. So that this idea, so that you have something that's inanimate but has the power of the ability to be to grow, and it's called, I don't know, this in Hebrew is almogim. Bein tzomeach lecha, yesh tzog bria, shenikres adne hasada. So you have to, like, I guess like a mamutza, we call it. Bein chaya medaber yesh kofim. So like, you have between, you know, certain, like, items, you can have this thing that's between it, that has, like, it's so you're going from something that's completely inanimate to something that's completely animate. And so between those, there's something that could be like a middle of the road that has a combination of both. So l'chein bein sug l'sug ein tahom ella hamarechet misuderet v'adar mitchavrim ayidei mashu shel b'neihem be'emsa. So that you have this idea of like you can go from point A to point C, and in there there's a point B, and it has a little bit of elements of A and B and C. So too, Hagramo sif levaer shebein Eretz Yisrael medinos hayam yesh ever hayardin shezek tzat Eretz Yisrael. So the same idea that you can have the other lands, the world, and then there's this thing that in between the actual land of Israel and the other places of the world, that's ever yardin, which has a little bit of that Eretz Yisrael in it. So it's kind of, again, this from going from A to C, B will have a little bit of elements of C as well. So now, ubein lashon hakodesh lechol halashonos laz yesh lashon targum. So too, like you have the call it lashon hakodesh, which is today it's Hebrew, but it's this idea of that pristine language which we recognize as the like the holy language of Hebrew, as opposed to, let's say, modern Hebrew. But then you had something that was close to that, which is the targum. So too, bein Yisrael amim dahainu bein tzuras adam umashelo nikra tzuras adam. So you have Yisrael, which is the idea of Adam, and then you have something that's close to that. That would be yesh pera adam shehut sad mesiyam shel adam avalo adam gat legamri beilaham bnei shma. So it's like you have what we call like the quintessential humanity, and then you have something that's a step that's close to it, but not. That's when we talk about Yishmael as para Adam. He's not Adam. He's kind of, again, between A and C is this B element. It has elements of both. Fine. So now, Haramchab Sefer Kinas Hashem Tzavakos Kosev Shiyesh Lishmeelim Ketzas Kirvo LeKedusha V'Shem Lo Kmo Esav shepogea be'elokot. So it's interesting. The difference, the contrast between Yishmael and Esav is that Yishmael has a certain closeness to Kedusha, which is different than Esav, which actually is, in a certain sense, negative, or it actually, good word for pogea, it runs counter to
arms. See,
what? What do you want to say?
Arms.
No, pogea is like to in a certain sense to take away to take away from godliness. It's like the damage in a sense.
Injured,
yeah. So now, in lahem Elohim achirim. When it comes to Yishmael, they don't have another god. Elarach nevuah shekar. Their issue is the prophecy is wrong, right? That's the prophecy is false, right? And we look at it, whatever. Lachin komash and itzchad ish bebeisor shel Avram yochal alavur ledarkam lechol olam. So that what was brought to the world through Avram, to the house of Avram, can actually come into the world through them. They have 1 foot in Avram's house, and another in the other nations. And so too, they definitely have a connection to Bris Mila, and therefore, in turn, they have a connection, a strong connection to the land. Heim goyim, aval yesh lehem tzad chibur l'Avram Avinu. Ma she'Avram hevi le'olam yachol l'avor darkam l'chol boyolam. So we see that what Avram brought to the world, this idea of monotheism and the idea of Bris Mila, the connection to the land, we see that Yishmael definitely has a connection to that. Is it a full connection? No, but definitely a connection. Lachin, kisha Avram amar lo Yishmael yichya lefanech, I'm sorry, Lachin kish Avram amar lu Yishmael yechil efanecha haperishu shekol abrisos yecholos this kind Yishmael. It's possible that they can actually come to fruition through Yishmael. Avram hu av hamongoyim. Avram is the father of all nations. Of a lashon Rambam hu av kol haolam kulo shenichnasim tachas kanfei Ashkina. He is the father for the whole world that comes under the wings of. Under the wings of Hashem. So Yishmael hu hagesher shal yado efshar lavo li kanes tachas kanfei Ashkina lahalacha nifsak shegerim yicholim lomar hadama shenatata lavasenu. Right. So Yishmael has the ability. He has the ability to come under the kanfei Ashkina is a better way, like the under the dominion of Hashem. And that their people can say that this land that was given to our fathers, Avos Heim Gam Avos of Shelhagar. So now Yishmael atzmo lo zera Avram aval ayado yicholim, afal pisha zel lo shchiach lagia lema shem chaber bein beis Avram bein umos olam. So Yishmael is not, it's interesting, he says here, Yishmael atzmo lo zera Avram. So I'm not sure what that means exactly, right? Because maybe it's not, he's not, I'm not sure, because that would be, but either way, what he's saying here is, there's definitely the ability for them to connect through Avram's, what he created is definitely there. Yishmael yesh tzad chazak ma'od shel chibur l'Avram. Clearly has a very strong connection to Avram. V'hakavana gam Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Kamo kol hagerim sheyicholim lomar avosenu. Heim avos l'chol mishabo likanes tachas hashchina. Yitzchak and Yaakov have this as well, that they are the forefathers that allow entry into this realm of being connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Tefilas Avos Tiknam, So we know that we say in Brachos that what? That the Avos established the different prayers. Avram hu harishon, alav nemar v'cha chosman. Avram was the first, and we say that we sign the first bracha with his name only. V'hu tike ne tatfilos. Yishmael mit palo, v'inyan zeh hu nimsa v'beis hashal Avram. So Yishmael is, he also got this midah of prayer, something that he learned in the house of his father Avram. Zeh hu atzad shel adam v'yishmael. This is the human side to Yishmael. Osios hanalamos b'shem adam, heim osios mit palo. The hidden letters, when you do, I guess, the... when you take Adam and you say Aleph, right? So the words that the letters of the extended Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, spell Mitpalel. So right, so that's the idea that Adam's power is the prayer. V'hanelam b'chelek Adam yesh sheyesh b'per Adam I shayishmal hu akoach atvil. The hidden aspect within the per Adam of Yishmal is the power of prayer. So his varnu shesham Yishmal sheshem. Sorry. So we explain that the name Yishmael, Be'etzem, Arkavya Atrei Rechshe. It has two elements to it. Yesh bo tzad echad shel shmias tefilas oshe Yishmael. On one hand, it has the element of what Hagar named him, the answering of hearing of Yishmael's prayers. Yesh gam tzad shel shmias tefilas shel Am Yisrael. And then on the other hand, we have the idea within the name Yishmael is God will hear the prayers of Yisrael. Miparshe Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Mefarshe Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Mevarim. So the commentators on Pirkei Rabbi Elazar explain, Sharishon Keneged Ma Shamalach Tziva Lahagar, Ki Shama Hashem El Aniech, Vasheni Huma Avram Kivim Midaito Lashem's Hazah, Shashem Yishma Tfilas Zer Avram, Ba'an Kasam Imasha Tidim Bnei Yishma Lasos Be'eretz Ba'achar Sayamim. So you have both these elements, again, coming back to this idea of their prayers will be heard, and they will cause our prayers to be heard, based on the difficulties they will cause us at the end of days. Kan nimsa hariv v'hasichsoch. Here's where we find the point of contention. Kimo sheidei Esa mechuvanim lahashdik kolo sheyakov. Just like we said that when it came to Esa, the hands of Esa are looking to quiet the voice of Yaakov. Yishmael mitkavin levatel et avoda shel Yitzchak. Yishmael is coming to nullify the avoda of Isaac. Umash nishtar mizeh hayom hu avoda shebalev. What's left ultimately is avoda shebalev, prayer. Hatzarot ha'ele mechuyavim b'mitziyot lekrat sof hagalus. These difficulties are they should obligate the end of days. That should be a final redemption. Yishmael ma'akiv sima golas v'knis laris. But at the end, what we have is Yishmael that's in the way, blocking our ability to enter and be settled in the land. Im anachnu rotzim be'ezah ofen shehu la'avor otam, anachnu tzrichim l'tchazik b'tfilah. If the point of contention, the battlefield, is where? Is on, in the realm of tefillah. There's no place to say that Yishmael in the future is going to become ones that are going to want to live next to us. Rather, the answer is that we need to have our prayers to go counter to theirs. Avos Tiknam. It has to be based on the format how the Avos approach tefillah based on pure amuna. Tefillah sheba me'omek halev v'shehi kula amuna. It's a prayer that comes from the depths of our hearts with ultimate sincerity. Rak tefila amitit kazot tatzil otanu mima sheim rotzim lasod lanu be'eretz b'achros hayam. That is the only way. We need to come to the plate and to have our davening with emuna, that Hashem is listening, and that it's with complete sincerity. Heimbam negdenu b'kocho shel Avram. They're coming against us through the power of Avram. And we, in order to counteract it, tzrichim lachriyat hakaf kenegdam b'osakach. We need to counter it through that power. Hiskanu et divrei hazohar shemevar shehem ba'im mikoach hamila shenichrotam Avram. Bris shenimseis itam gam. Right, so we said that they're coming from the power of Bris Mila, and that's this covenant that was made with Avram, which they have. Visha Avram hitpal aleim luishmal yichel efanecha. Hashem el v'shmam b'mikach shel Avram. So their name that has God associated is coming from the power of Avram. Hashem yazer lenu litchazek b'emet leshtadel litpalal et hatfilos she'avos teknam kihem yamdu lana. We need to work on our prayer, the way it was set up by the avos, like we described, and they will stand for us. She'avram karo yishmal al shem shmias nakas ha'ami mashi yishmal yaseh b'achas hayamim. Because at the end of the day, with all these connections that they have to Avram, it's Avram who called them yishmal dahenu mashi osim itanu hayom. The power, the pain that they're causing us. Ein lanu al mish liyishan el ama al avinu shebashamayim. Right, so what we have is the only thing that we can rely on is Hashem, our Father in heaven. Alavinu keneged avos teknam, malkenu keneged timidim teknam. Yesh lanu rak litpala mikoach she'avos yastu tefila sheba mi'omek hamuna shebalev. So what it comes down to is we should realize that it's all our salvation comes from Hashem, our Father in heaven, and our ability to overcome this is going to be with our belief and also our ability to daven with purity, with sincerity, with emuna. And so with that, in the merit of that, Hashem ya'azor lenu lehivashah b'meher v'yameinu, u'misha aramar la'alamo dai yomar l'tzarasin dai. Hashem should help us quickly in our days, and the one who said enough should bring end to all of our suffering. And hopefully this chus hour learning this, that Hashem should protect us, protect our soldiers, protect Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, and also anywhere, all over the world. And that, like we say, Tekav v'shofar gadol cheresenu v'kabtzenu, that Hashem should bring us all back to the land, and that we should be able to live peacefully and have no questions, no doubts, none of this, whether we belong here or not, but it should be a pretty clear cut that this obstacle should be taken away, but only, again, obviously, through the work that we'll do through our tefillah. Just keep it simple. Emuna, avinu shebashamayim, and sincerity. From Omek Ali, from the heart, from the depths of our hearts. Mimher v'yameinu, should only hear good news.
Amen. Shkach.